From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ethnic cleansing in Myanmar. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said yesterday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing. Guterres said the United Nations headquarters in New York that he was calling on Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country. The Dalai Lama was asked his thoughts on the crisis.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha. I think such circumstances, Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
Government officials in Myanmar consider almost all of Rohingya's illegal immigrants from Bangladesh, even those who've lived in the country for generations, with concern growing worldwide about the situation in Myanmar's western Rakhine state. The country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has canceled her original plans to travel to New York for an annual UN General Assembly meeting beginning next week. Islamic State terrorists have beheaded two civilian hostages in Afghanistan's volatile eastern province of Kunar. Provincial Governor Wahidullah Khalimzai told VOA on Thursday the incident took place 2 days ago. He said the victims had no affiliations with the government. Afghanistan's branch of ISIS has taken credit for the slaying of the men, accusing them of being American spies. On its global media outlet, the Syrian-based terrorist group also posted pictures of the hostages dressed up like inmates at the controversial U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay prison. This is VOA News. An early morning fire at a private religious school in the Malaysian capital of Kuala Lumpur killed 23 people today, most of them teenage boys. Fire officials say the pre-dawn blaze at the school broke out in the top floor of the dormitory building where the students were sleeping. The victims, 21 boys between the ages of 13 and 17 and two adult teachers, were unable to escape because the only entrance to the sleeping quarters was blocked by the fire and the windows were covered by iron grills. Witnesses looked on helplessly as they heard the students screaming for help as the fire raged. Their bodies were later found huddled in two corners of the burned-out room. President Trump plans to visit on Thursday hurricane-ravaged Florida, where recovery is slow but steady. Mr. Trump plans to stop in Naples on Florida's west coast. He has already declared the state a major disaster area, a move that speeds up release of federal relief funds. Officials say restoring power is their top priority. It could be as long as a month for power to be fully restored across the state. Florida's Governor Rick Scott.
There's a lot of work to do. When we stopped the emergency operations center, they still need their water. We still have the sewer, and there's still power needs. It's starting to come up in Key West, but the rest of Keys, we have a lot of work to do.
Now, ironically, the situation's saddest tragedy may have occurred not during the storm, but in the immediate aftermath. Officials are investigating whether a lack of electricity to run air conditioning is to blame for the deaths of 8 nursing home patients in Hollywood, Florida. Governor Scott has called for a criminal investigation. Now, President Trump said Thursday he did not make a deal with the House and Senate Democratic leaders regarding the undocumented immigrants who came to the country as children and were protected from deportation by an Obama-era program that Mr. Trump canceled last week. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer had said after the meeting with Trump Wednesday night that they had agreed to quickly put in place protections for the 800,000 people who registered under the program. In the meantime, Washington's State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he will continue to fight for those impacted by the decision to end the program.
When it comes to our Washingtonians being harmed, it doesn't get much bigger than this. Put yourself in their shoes. You're a dreamer. Our country is going to deport you back to a country you may not even know.
U.S. human rights groups are suing the federal government over warrantless searches of phones and computers at the U.S. border. The ACLU is filing suit on behalf of American citizens who had their smartphones and laptops searched. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.